Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Good evening, Jackie. How are you doing?
Wonderful, darling. I'm so thrilled to be with everyone tonight. This is going to be a very wonderful evening, hopefully, for everyone. Tonight's show, Discovering, Healing, and Changing Subconscious Beliefs That Are Sabotaging Your Reality Creations. Now, there's a real story behind this that I'll go into in a little bit here. And tonight, the team is going to lovingly begin unlocking deeply held and little-known beliefs. You may not understand them or know what they are as the show goes on tonight. In some cases, they will be revealed to you through a series of synchronistic events. But I can tell you that it will be an extraordinary night for everyone. Tonight's dedication is to forgiveness of ourselves and others. I received an email and a phone call from Ariella McCarthy, who is the author of The Power of the Possible. I talked about her about a year ago when her book was published, and she sent me something wonderful about forgiveness. It's circulating all over the web right now, and this is something that she has initiated. The date for this is set for August 2nd, which is Sunday, and the time is for 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time. You can learn all about it at her website, which is www.powerofthepossible.com. Know the powerofthepossible.com. And on there, she has two wonderful meditations. One is about forgiveness of another. The other one, or anyone you felt has harmed you in some way, and the other is for self-forgiveness. And she also has a webinar, what she calls a webinar, which is a video where she talks about a lot of Lazarus's principles on forgiveness, and certainly something I would recommend everyone participate in that is interested. I don't think that we can ever have enough forgiveness, so I think it's a really big issue.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing, sorry everyone for starting late this evening. Evidently something was going on at BBS. The new moon solar eclipse, this is going to be a humdinger, everyone, and it begins. Well, we go into it tonight at midnight. I'm going to read you a couple of things that I received on this because I thought they were so powerful. And this whole week, certainly for me, has built up to this. It has been an extraordinary week of amazing, amazing gifts that led up to tonight's show. So I'm just going to read you a little bit. You must have been feeling the build-up to this one. A particularly powerful total solar eclipse kicks off a new moon in the sign of the Sun, Leo. The dragon days are often known as the dog days of August are here, and they promise to be hotter than usual due to two new moons and two eclipses this month. This first one tells you that a new era is dawning. Also have the planets of the sky are in fire signs, so, you know, lots of dramatic energies that are being unleashed, and it's also telling you that it's time to get in touch with your soul intentions. Look at this eclipse as a portal collapsing your perception of time and space, so you can let go of the past and step into a whole new level regarding your heart's desires in some area of your life. That's the opportunity now. Something new is calling. But to create freely in the present, there are past patterns you're being compelled to complete and leave behind. And I thought that this was so interesting that this fit into tonight. These past patterns, which I see so many times, are subconscious. We don't know where they came from. So many of them were set in childhood, imprinted into us, you know, happened in vitro,
In utero.
Solar eclipses are more physical in effect, and they can zap your vitality. So for all of you who've been feeling really tired, More reason to take time to reflect, meditate, and allow your intuition to speak to you. Our attention has been forced inward. And, of course, the earth, you in the now, the moon, the past, as they face each other in the dark. This is also a time of shedding light on new information. These are dates with destiny. I just think all of this is so important. Let's see. And this one in particular is a 19-year cycle. So,
but you say dates with destiny. Does that mean that the energy alignment is so that we can bring our destiny full forward?
Yes. More of our destiny, not all of it necessarily, but certainly more of it. And let's see. Something is being completed in the area of your chart in your life where this eclipse occurs. So it and you can let go. That's a big key, and jump to a whole new level. And I love this one. The way to step into this powerful potential of this eclipse won't be found by focusing on what you were born to do, but on what you were born to be. Determined to use your free will, empowered by a higher will and purpose. All right, intentions seated now continue to unfold for 6 months, leaving an imprint that will weave its impact for 19 years. And another small piece here, grace is guiding us, releasing the mind and our attachment to self. We're entering into yet another very auspicious moment, the new moon solar eclipse on August 1st. This cycle gives increased support to help free our minds and emotional attachments while continuing to empower the processes of our transition into the new divine human blueprint. With this new moon, we're unifying with each other on the crystalline grid with the intention of liberating the egoic mind. We're freeing all emotional attachment to the I personality self. We're calling in support from our guiding team to assist us in clearing remaining fear and resistance patterning, while permanently removing all blockages in our lower chakra energy centers. Now, this, for me, is very profound because of what's been going on with my second chakra. During this moon phase and until the next moon, we are breaking through emotional and egoic mind patterns, which keeps us absorbed and attached to held beliefs and perceptions that are no longer valid as we move forward into the new energetic field. So very, very, very powerful time. You know, this month, coming August, is just loaded. Absolutely loaded. We have the 8-8 opening, which is a definite portal, and we'll talk about that next week. And I'm sure that the team will bring in more information and energy around that and prepare us for it. I felt that tonight was, you know, it's so appropriate that the show is tonight with this whole opening, you know, the new moon tomorrow. So anyway, I want to also, we have some new energies that have joined the team. And, you know, I've been in question about where they're from, and I thought possibly Procyon because it's at the end of the universe. And I came upstairs to meditate before the radio show, and they informed me that, no, they were not of this universe at all. And my other question, of course, was, do I have a relationship with you, or have I had in other lifetimes? And, of course, the answer was yes, which made me feel very good. These new energies are beings. The last session I did today, the young man that I worked with was able to see them, and he saw them as color and geometric shapes. An incredibly powerful session. This group came in, was called in, was requested in to assist in helping me to be able to handle these energies and frequencies so that I could rejuvenate and regenerate, move to the next level of the work, which is going into doing larger groups and can do the radio shows comfortably and do the sessions comfortably, which has been, for those of you who've been listening for a while, know it's been a struggle for me. So when they first started in, we went through the same thing I did when I first started all this work, which is, you know, radios going or telephones going out and all kinds of static problems. The energies are very high and very different, and it is impossible for me to describe them. What I will say is that they come in almost through a cylinder, through the center of the team, so that you have the team kind of on the outside, and then these energies come in through the center. I don't know if this isn't making sense. You know, Veronica, you always have to stop me because I know what I see, but I don't always have the ability to explain it.
Well, I think that makes sense because none of it really makes a linear kind of sense anyway, but I get a picture of it. And people do. And it's beautiful. The light is beautiful.
Yes. They're wonderful. They're having fun, which is what, you know, the goal is always that everybody has fun doing this. they do not normally work with humans. This is a first. So they're also working with modulating their energy. So there are times for those of you that have private sessions or even at home tonight listening, you may have the familiar experience of the team, and the team may leave, and then you may have this lingering experience of these other frequencies. So I'm just preparing you in the event you have this experience and you go, wait a minute, what's this? They're incredibly wonderful. It's a totally different energy, but it is, does not mean that it's not loving. It's loving in a totally different way. I don't know any other language to use to describe this to you. We're very fortunate and blessed that they're participating. I can tell you that for me, it has been, I'm in just extreme gratitude. For the first time, I've been able to start regenerating, and my organs are regenerating. And the team had a hell of a time because no matter how hard they were working on me, it wasn't enough or fast enough to compensate for what was going out and what was coming in from working with other people. So this is just wonderful stuff.
Is that because working with people triggers a lot of the denser frequencies and contractual frequencies that are in your...
That's part of it, yes. The other part of it, yes, Veronica, in answer to your question, yes. In addition to that, there is an empathic aspect to this that was going through the organs as well, so that I would feel whatever was going on with anybody, it was actually, and as people that worked on me, when they would go into a specific area or a specific chakra, they could feel thousands, that I was actually transmuting for thousands of people, and I'm strong, I'm just not that strong. So does it have both qualities? You bet it does, okay? You know, are they separate? Yes, in a way they are separate. But is anything really separate? No. Second chakra is always tough because that's where we carry our human contracts. Our karmic stuff and so on is all sitting in that, you know, our contracts with other beings are all sitting in that second chakra. It's a tough, actually, in the sacral center. So it's a tough one. And the answer would be yes. You know, and is all this stuff lodged in different organs? You bet. So, you know, was it both? Uh-huh. In addition to that, was the trying to be able to transmute the frequencies that were coming in. So, you know, you've got what's coming through and what's coming at you, and it's all happening at one time. And as a human in the density that we're in, we're not able to do this. This is why, and I've talked about this before, Kryon and others, including Adrian DeVere and others, were not allowed to channel over the media because it was just too much on their field. It was too dangerous. And now Kryon has now gotten a clearing to go ahead, or Wig Carroll has, to go ahead and channel through media. So obviously things are changing out there. What this means to the work and the radio show, what I'm seeing is that there is a definite acceleration. We're trying to do this in a way that we don't want to overwhelm people. This is always a concern I have, that everything is done with the greatest amount of comfort. But right now, with the energies that we're moving into, we're getting shaken up again. So I assume you have too, Veronica, a tremendous number of requests for support, even especially today and yesterday, where people are feeling huge rage, undone, emotional, just unable to cope, blood pressure problems, all kinds of stuff. How about you?
Yes, I haven't had any today. Yes, it's been pretty common, and people don't quite hear as well. I find that they're busy, locked in their own pain, and aren't really hearing solutions, or you see what I mean, as well, because the frustration they're feeling is so deep and so locked into a pattern, a belief structure.
You know? Great description. That's a great description, Veronica. You're right on the money. Right on the money. So, you know, I want to kind of talk a little bit, you know, this is very personal for me and a little vulnerable, but I guess it's all okay. The reason for tonight's show, and I asked if we could start doing this for people, because I had such an extraordinary experience this week in my own life. You know, I've had an ongoing challenge with bladder cancer, and certainly with my second chakra, with yeast infections and this and that and the other thing. I mean, my second chakra has just been a mess, okay? But it's also at the same time, because nothing is one thing, it's also driven me to heal and heal and heal and heal, because when you're physically uncomfortable, you have no choice but to move forward and heal and heal and heal and heal. So I had a session with a wonderful being, Matthew Page, who is this wonderful chiropractor I talk about. He's not really a chiropractor. I don't know what you'd call him. And he was doing some work on me Saturday, and he had me put my hand on my bladder, and he said, you're going through this huge shift again. And he said, I want you to repeat after me, it is safe for men to love me. Now, this is not about me being safe. It's about them being safe. And in that moment, literally, my whole body just went into this huge experience. And I was back in childhood, and something very terrible happened to my father. And I was back in that experience, although I've had no conscious memory of it. I had heard about it but never experienced it for myself or remembered it. But in that moment, I was there, and something I said, or at least I believed that it was something I said, contributed. And again, with children, it's hard to say either way, because children will generally convert anything bad that happens to parents as being their fault. And so this pattern, and it went on for days, the release went on for days and nights. And not only did it go on, which I found fascinating in this lifetime, but through other lifetimes. Incredibly powerful. And it also was very obvious to me that it set me up for all of the men that I had attracted in this lifetime who, do we have a caller?
Yes. Yeah, hi Jackie, hi Veronica.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, hi Jackie, hi Veronica. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, this is Kim in Louisiana.
I'm sorry, we can't hear you, dear.
This is Kim in Louisiana?
Yes.
Yeah, I was calling to see if I could get some healing energy sent toward manifesting this man I'm waiting for.
All right, Kim, all you have to do is set the energies as you're listening to the show, and the energies will come right through your computer, dear.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And they will be running after the show as well, so if you will just sit quietly while you're listening to the show, send out your intentions. Those energies are flowing right into your home right now.
Yeah, great.
Okay.
I also wanted to share real fast.
Sorry?
Jackie. I wanted to share real fast. My dad died in December.
Yeah.
And he had two major surgeries before he died. And during one of the major surgeries, I was in meditation, and he changed into this, like, 3D parallelogram kind of light-up jukebox thing, which was really interesting to me. So he changed into this light geometric being. And
yeah.
He talked to God, and he got all these answers. Now, I don't know what the answers were, but I know he was getting them, and I know for sure it was him, even though it wasn't his, I mean, it was a spirit, but it wasn't him like I think of him. So the reason I wanted to say that is because you said those ET energies that are coming in are these light geometric things. Well, my dad was a light geometric thing in December.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah, it was actually really beautiful, and it was really, really comforting to me
That's
to know
wonderful.
That he had gotten what, you know, that he had gotten the answers that he wanted to get, even though he technically actually didn't die during his surgery, but he died very shortly after that.
Well, that's beautiful, Kim, and that is wonderful, and people are far more than they know they are, and it's wonderful you were able to experience him in that capacity.
Yeah, it was really neat. Thank you so much, guys, for all the work that you're doing.
You're welcome, darling. And now go ahead and sit there and put out your request. All right? The energies are right there with you.
Great. Thanks
Good
so
night,
much.
Dear.
Have a blessed evening.
God bless you, honey.
Thanks. Bye.
And that was an interesting call, but I think we'll ask people who are listening to hold your calls tonight. And as Jackie said, that the energies will surround you and you can interact with them beautifully just from your own position.
Absolutely. And I probably should always preface every show with that information. Tonight, the energies are going to be especially high, very intense. And so the intention tonight is to be able to surface any subconscious belief that is holding you back from having your greatest desires. And the team is, of course, going to come in and work with all of you in just a few minutes. I'm just going to tell you my little story and why all this evolved. At any rate, I then had another experience with someone else that works on me. And it, what was fascinating is that this turned out to be basically something karmically I had chosen. In other words, it didn't just happen to me. It wasn't. And this is important information for everyone, because we worry about how these subconscious beliefs come in, and we worry that we've been screwed up by our parents or whatever, and that we can never get to it. This is not about frustrating anyone or feeling as though you're helpless or hopeless that you can never get to these things. What was fascinating to me, and the only reason I'm sharing this story is for pieces for each and every one of you, is that this was something I came in to work with that I had experienced in other lifetimes. And the goal in healing it in this lifetime was to help heal it through all lifetimes. It created, as I started to say, I became a magnet for every person, every man that was going to sabotage themselves or disintegrate in some way. And so all it did was reinforce for me that love wasn't safe and that I, in some way, was flawed, that I was attracting men that were incapable of having healthy relationships. So it all stemmed back to a subconscious belief I had from an experience as a little girl. And so because of that, and because this has been such a powerful week for me because of this, it feels like I've unhooked from this giant sled loaded with boulders. And this sense of freedom that I have for the first time in my life, that I can be and make choices and attract, and it's not that I'm necessarily looking for a relationship, but the weight of that contract, if you will, because in a way it is a contract, even though it's made with self, the weight of that contract created subconscious anger, which manifested in my bladder. Mm. And, you know, this frustration, the festering of the yeast infections was exactly the same thing. The festering of, I'm unable to create anything different. And it's like being stuck with something that you can't undo. And the team can't undo things that are, in essence, karmic until you are willing and with intention to undo it and you have identified it. That unweaves it. Wisdom erases karma, bottom line. This is something I came in to work with as, how would I explain this? A piece of the puzzle to help other people open that door to unleash, unwrap, unwind subconscious beliefs that are holding me back. So,
And it's isn't it very, sometimes the big trick is to know which clues we have to take us in there.
Boy, that's really it, Veronica, is you know, calling forward with your guides, and I recommend this to everyone, and the team has been saying this to people for a couple of weeks. Start looking at what are your beliefs. Pay attention to all the clues. What would you have to believe to be creating the life that you've got? You know, start writing it down. Start
That's
journaling.
A good question. What would you have to believe to be creating the life you've got?
Exactly. And and in that process, you start opening up the door, you know, cracking the door, if you will. In the last session we did tonight, and this was spontaneous. This is why I was fascinated. This is after the show announcement had gone out and so on. And this man, very aware of all the beings that were there, he was in his mother's second chakra, and there was a treasure chest, and in there were these agreements, contracts, okay, that were sitting there that could be unwound, unleashed, and we could only remove a couple of them because it was so powerful for him, it was all he could handle. So we will go back and visit again. But, I mean, this is the time for it. And, of course, this was the whole lead-up about this whole opening happening tomorrow with the new moon. So your intentions today and tomorrow morning, so important to be willing to open the door to anything that you're holding at a subconscious level that is holding you back from being all that you can be, being the operative word.
So can I ask you one more question, which is when you discovered, when you were working with your bladder and discovered about the situation with your father when you were little, which made you feel that you couldn't be loved because it would hurt men and so on, well, that ties in to other life experiences as well. The wisdom that releases karma, does that go way back into the soul themes that have accrued through the many, many lifetimes?
Yes.
Well, that's great.
Yes. Because the soul damage, I mean, we keep forgetting that we can strip the soul. The soul can be damaged. We think of the soul as separate from us and impervious. It's not. And anyone who's ever connected with soul has experienced this very moving, very emotional, sorrowful kind of feeling. It's not an exuberant feeling like you feel when you connect with your spirit. It is there is a sense of almost deep sorrow. It is so deep. It is so moving. All right? There are no words to define it.
And that's what drives itself into our lives?
I'm sorry?
Does that drive those themes into our lives? The damage, does it always evidence itself in our lives and how we create our lives?
We're talking about separate things.
Okay.
The soul wants to heal. That is the soul motivation of the soul, to expand and to heal. All right? To expand, to grow, and to heal. As an extension of our soul, if there has been damage to the soul, it will manifest in some form. Our agreement would be, of course I'll do this. It wouldn't even be a second thought. With the potential of knowing that if you can discover, if you can get to that peace, that the healing can take place that will then in turn heal the damage to the soul. Does that answer the question?
Yeah, I guess what I was just wondering is that the damage to the soul, does that actually project into the nature of our life? You know, does our life wrap itself around the damage, is what I'm saying?
With the intention to heal it, yes.
Okay.
So the intention coming in would not be, oh, poor me, I'm damaged. The intention coming in would be, I'm going to create or have a setup that will lead me to the damaged part of my soul so that I can heal it in this lifetime.
So that sits kind of in the subconscious. I don't want to get complicated because you have the team to bring in, but that's wonderful.
It does sit in the subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you know, my only frustration, it's taken me so damn long to get here.
Oh, I don't know. You're ahead of a lot of us, I think.
But the understanding of that, and I've had clues. I've had so many clues, but I could never put it together. I mean, this damage has been so deep, Veronica, that it's actually caused my death. So to me, I find it fascinating, and obviously they kicked my butt right back here because I didn't.
The intrepid warrior, get going.
Right, I wasn't done. So
that's great.
So tonight, I'm really excited to bring in the team and our. You know, I don't even know what to call this because it doesn't, you know, I don't, like I told Veronica earlier, this is like driving this is no offense to the team. It's please, everybody, don't be upset when I say this. But it's kind of like, gosh, I have to be careful. I don't want to offend the team, but it's kind of like driving a Volkswagen and then, you know, sitting in a Ferrari. The energies and frequencies are really powerful. They're going to do them very gently as much as we can because not all of you have had sessions and, you know, we don't want to blow anybody out. And I will now bring in the team. I love you all, and I'm very excited for everybody because the timing for this is so phenomenal. And I love the team for always being willing to explore with me and to bring forward things for all of you. I love them so much.
And to morph from Volkswagen to Ferrari.
Sorry, and yes. Yes, there we go. All right, just give me a moment. And Veronica, you need to be the timekeeper, okay?
I will indeed.
All right, here we are. Here we are, the Volkswagen. All right. We will not take offense, dear channel. And obviously she forgets that in the beginning we had to tone everything down because we were creating too much for people, and we didn't want to do that and overwhelm them. Now, we are not competitive, so we don't want anyone interpreting from that level either. The channel, in her own way, understands all of this to the best of her ability. She's not good at asking questions. It's not really her thing. We often laugh about this, that she has a tremendous amount of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we'll say this. This race, this group of this race, have lovingly, and excitedly agreed to participate. Now, the channel really does not know that this was, she is part of and has been part of this race, so this will be new to her tonight. In keeping with the goals that she and we had for this timing on the planet, they have lovingly agreed to participate and to do all that was proper to help her, proper, and we use that word very loosely, yeah, all was proper within their abilities. And there were a lot of agreements that had to be made in order to do a lot of things that have been done to assist her. Now, we don't want to elevate her. She doesn't like that, so we won't do that. That's not our intention here. But we do honor her commitment, and we will say that on the radio here tonight. Now, let's talk about all of you. Understand, before we do that, we want you to understand something about the channel and her own personal evolution. She determined that she wanted to go through a lot of these discoveries on her own, and therefore we did not intervene intentionally so that she could, for her own growth, be able, she loves to discover things, now sometimes to her own demise. So when some of the beings here call her stubborn, that's the reason. All right? When she could really get help, there are times when she declines the help so that she could be part of the discovery process on her own, so that it imprints more deeply into her soul and energy field. Now, this is very complex, but it is who she is, and that's all right. We love her. Now, let's talk about all of you. It is time, everyone, for these deeply held subconscious beliefs that are sabotaging the reality. Now, we would normally do all of this in an intensive form, and we will at some point. The channel is getting closer and closer to being able to do these, where we will work with these in a much more intense way. But tonight, we're going to begin with all of you, to start loosening these up. So we ask all of you, as you're sitting in your homes or wherever you are with your computer, your offices, wherever, to open yourself, to set your intentions right now, to give permission, which is of great importance here, to heal, lift, and open whatever you are holding at a subconscious level that is creating ill health, that is sabotaging your reality, that is keeping you from loving yourself. We'll even go into the forgiveness piece because we think this is important as well, that is keeping you from forgiving yourself. You had a young woman that called tonight that is looking for her mate. And it was a good call, because we would say to those of you that are looking for mates, if you don't have one, it's time to sit down and journal. What beliefs are you holding that are standing in the way of having the love that you claim you want? That's number one. Number two, how much do you love yourself? Because you will not attract someone to give you what you are not willing to give yourself. Your reality is a mirror. And we're going to focus in on this arena, this area, because it's going to apply to everything. Your reality is a mirror. Of your beliefs and attitudes, your choices and decisions, your thoughts and feelings. How do you feel about love? If you have an issue with that, you're going to have a hell of a time attracting a love into your life that you can really connect with on every level. Now, Veronica, we know that you've done a tremendous amount of work, and you have a wonderful partner.
Yes, I do.
But you've also done a lot of work, haven't you?
I sure have, and I've also climbed over a whole bunch of coal piles.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have. Now, let's talk about money. Now, the reason we're talking about these different issues is because we're looking at subconscious beliefs here. What's your belief about money? Does money make you feel important? Does it make you feel valuable? Do you have a belief that it's difficult to have? Do you have a judgment on other people that have it? Are you jealous of other people that have it? Do you envy them? Do you see it as difficult to have, to receive, to attract?
You know, it's funny, I'm suspicious about it. Isn't that funny?
Yes. Now, that's a belief
that
you really want to pull out
and
take a look at, Veronica. Where did that come from? Why is it there? Money is merely an energy. Why would you be suspicious of it? If it's just an energy, then there should be nothing but neutrality with it. But you've assigned, as a collective, the belief that it's difficult to get. And that, if you don't have it, you're less than. If you've got all these beliefs on it, and the same thing with love. Now, we've talked to a lot of women. A lot of women have issues about weight. And that if they're not thin, they can't have what they want. And so they never lose the weight and they never have the love. And we would say to you that the interesting part of this is there are many women who are carrying extra weight who have men that adore them, who don't carry the belief that they have to be thin to be loved. So it's not the weight that's the issue, it's the belief that they have to be thin to be loved. That's the belief. That's the stumbling block. And for most of those people, once they fall in love, they lose the weight anyway. What other beliefs? The belief that you'll be abandoned, that you're going to be left behind. This is a very deep belief for many people. And underneath it somewhere is shame and rage. Shame that somehow you're flawed, that you're not enough, that you haven't done enough, you're not good enough, that you've done something that is unforgivable. The is steeped in your old religious beliefs, this watchful eye of God that sees all, that judges you, this final judgment kind of crap. No one is being left behind. Absolutely no one. The irony for many of you people that carry this belief is that you sit in a room filled with beings who are dancing around you trying to tell you how much they love you and you can't hear it. As you worry about a future that doesn't yet exist. And you bleed all over that future with your fear. And all the good that's lining up that's trying to come to you can't match the resonance that you're holding in that moment. So it can't get there. It's like running out in your front yard and every time the mailman comes moving the mailbox. You can't deliver. What other beliefs? Now, so for so many of you, mom and dad divorced. And deep within you is this belief that somehow you did something wrong that created the problem. For many of you, it was that mom or dad didn't love you. For those of you that are from families where you have siblings, there was always a belief somewhere that the other brother, the other sister, or the other brothers and sisters were loved more than you. There was something wrong with you. Now, many of you star beings came in, and mom and dad actually, from an energetic standpoint, didn't like you. They absolutely didn't know what the hell to do with you.
I think that's true for me.
Yes. Well, that's why we brought it up. All right? Now, there's many of you out there like that. Now, they did their best, of course, to cover it up, some of them, not all. But you always knew. Many of you decided you were the strong ones. And you were, at all. So in there somewhere is this belief that you're not enough. You're not good enough to be loved. Again, back to this whole concept of being flawed in some way. Now, Veronica, for you, family brings up different issues, but it brings up for you a sensing. And we can tell you this if you don't mind on the air.
I don't mind.
And the reason it triggers this deep pain for you, the pain is the belief that you're flawed.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the rejection by family members. It's the belief that you have carried that there was something intrinsically wrong with you. Now, many of you humans believe you're flawed.
Is that just because we're so different?
Well, yes. And you are. Anytime you separate from your source, there will be a sensing of being incomplete, not enough. It basically comes with the territory, and you spend a lifetime trying to prove yourself. Now, this isn't unique only to you, Veronica. It's really more of a human condition. Now, we've had people say, well, I'm not trying to prove myself. Oh, all right. We would differ with you, but whether you're trying to prove yourself to yourself or to others in some way. But do you understand what we're saying about this sense of being flawed, that it brings up this sense of being flawed?
Mm-hmm. And then another thing is going into being empathic, because I'm also extremely empathic. It seems to create a drive in me to kind of fill up with someone else until I've kind of lost myself if I'm not careful. Because I'm getting along. You see, I catch myself. I go, you're trying to get along. And it really is losing yourself because self is flawed. So it gets kind of murky sometimes.
It does. And also, now this, to all species, and we want to say this to all species on your planet, want to be included by the flock.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's how deep this is. And when the flock rejects them, normally they will die. Be it the flock that is for that. But you understand what we're saying.
I read that the studies on plants have shown that plants also belong to those that they're related to.
Correct. Now, that belief that you are flawed creates a drive, a constant drive to excel, to be more, to do more. Never really being full, satisfied, complete, knowing, and being able to celebrate, to feel good, and hold that energy of all that you've accomplished. You see, we look at you and we see all that you do and give, and it's beautiful and wonderful, but you're not able to really give it to yourself and embrace it.
And unfortunately, we have like a minute and a half, 2 minutes left.
All right. Now, to everyone. This work will go on through tonight, all during the night. All during the night, if you give permission. Your dream states may be a little uncomfortable. We recommend that tomorrow morning you journal if you can. Perhaps tonight before you go to bed. Perhaps you want to know why you're unable to create love in your life or money or success or whatever it may be. We would recommend that you dot down those things and put them next to your bed tonight. Put them on the pillow next to you if you're sleeping alone. We will work with you through the night. And during this next week, look for the synchronicities, look for the metaphors, look for them. And every morning, as you start your day, as you're driving to work or whatever way it is that you start your day, I ask for feedback to show me what beliefs I've held that have kept me from having it all, being it all, that I really came here to do and be. Being able to be loved and loving myself. Because if you love yourselves enough, everyone, there is nothing that you won't have. You'll have it all. We love you all beyond anything you can imagine. You cannot, within your human consciousness, understand the kind of love that is held for you. And we understand what you're going through. And we are here. Through it all, we will be here. We promise you. We promise you we will be here. You may call on us anytime during this next week, between now and next week's show, as you go to sleep. As you go to sleep, allow this to be a very sacred week for you. A time to finally get in touch with the things that have held you back so that you can unhook from what the channel said, a sled piled with boulders with as we touch each and every one of you right now, I love you all. know that your dream states will be magical, extraordinary. As we said, some of them may be uncomfortable. As some of this stuff shakes loose. Remember, we're not dealing with just one lifetime here. We love you all for your courage and your commitment. Accept that love. You don't have to be any more for us. Please know that. Dear Veronica, we love you. To all of you, sweet dreams. We know they will be.
We love you. Thank you so much.
And until we speak with you all again, dear ones, on the radio or in private session, namaste.
Namaste. Good night, everyone.